Sanchez! What a finish!
Andre Iguodala with one sneaker on. There was 3 points. Put it in!
Mario Götze got a hat-trick!
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
Putting out the buzzer. Buzzer! Oh, he blanks in the three.
Allen for three. Berries in the horn.
Go! Lionel Messi!
Superb goal from distance! Lewandowski shows exactly!
The lucky song check! What a finish!
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Hello, welcome to today's Highlight Sports. I'm Jesse. Love sports, love radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In Highlight Game, Segura and Yvette will bring you an exciting game between Los Angeles Lakers and Washington Wizards. In Weekly 4C, Olive and Jay will foresee the game between Golden State Warriors and Toronto Raptors. In your name, Yvonne will teach you some basic skills, and in the great, Billy and Jesse will talk about the talented freshman, Ben Simmons. Are you ready? Now let's kick off with World Sports News.
Good evening, dear audience. Welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Vivian.
I'm Claire. Here goes some of the latest World Sports News happening this week.
First, let's have a brief look. Real Madrid have been expelled from the Copa del Rey for fielding an ineligible player against the Cadiz on Wednesday.
Red Bull will continue with Renault engines in 2016, and the new power units will be named after the luxury watch brand Tag Heuer.
LA Lakers star Kobe Bryant says he wants to play at Rio 2016.
In UK Championship, Mark Selby sets a Neil Robertson semi-final.
Here comes the details. Real Madrid is thrown out of Spanish Cup for fielding ineligible player. Cheryshev, 24, was substituted just after halftime when Real had realized their error. He opened the scoring as Real beat the third tie set 3-1 in the first leg of their last 32 ties. Coach Rafa Benitez said they wanted to show good face. The Russian winger should have been serving a ban, but he and Real say they were not told before the game. The club said they would take the appropriate action to ensure a favorable outcome. Real had won the competition 19 times, with their last success in 2014.
Red Bull races on with the new Renault engine deal. The team scrapped its previous contract with Renault, which ran until the end of next year, and was looking around for an alternative supply. After failing to find one, Red Bull have negotiated a new Renault deal. Renault will be assisted in its development of the engine by British company Illuma, which has been acting as a consultant for Red Bull on engine design for more than a year. Red Bull team principal Christian Ulner said Illuma's involvement gives us confidence in Renault's ability to improve the engine's performance. Renault announced on Thursday night it was returning to F1 as a constructor for taking over the Lotus team.
Retiring LA Lakers great where Kobe Bryant has spent his entire career, he had said he would love to represent the US at the 2016 Rio Olympics. As Kobe is regarded as one of the greatest basketball players in history, he announced last week he will retire at the end of the NBA season. The two-time Olympic gold medalist has been hindered by injuries in recent seasons, but said he would love to play in Rio if fit enough.
World number one Mark Selby overcame an unconvincing start to move into the semi-finals of the UK Championship with a 6-1 win over Matt Salt. Selby won the slow opener on the pink and led 3-1 at the break, despite Salt having good chances in the next three. The Englishman then knocked in 350-plus breaks to secure a semi-final meeting with Neil Robertson. World number 81 David Grace won 5 frames on the trot to beat Martin Gold and faces Liang Wenbo in the last four. China's Wang Bo and world number 3 Robertson both won this afternoon quarterfinals 6-5, beating Hong Kong's Marco Fu and Scotland's John Higgins, respectively.
That's all for today's World Sports News. Thank you for listening.
The next goes Highlight Games. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Hello everybody, welcome to this week's highlight game. I'm Yvette.
Hello everybody, audience, I'm Sagaris.
We all know that Kobe declared his end of season retirement last week.
Yeah, all of us were sorry about that in the last week's talk show.
But even this, Kobe is Kobe. Last Thursday, Kobe Bryant had 31 points in the Lakers win over Wizards and getting serenaded by chants of his name as the Lakers won. It was just like the old times.
Everyone regarded games in the rest of the season as his farewell tour, but it was Kobe who dominated the Verizon Center that night.
Bryant's retirement carnival continued against a historically mundane opponent, never to be confused with the Boston or San Antonio in Lakers lore.
But fans came, the building was sold out, and the Lakers played an entertaining game in front of a very pro Bryant front before emerging with a 108-104 victory.
Please excuse the confusion, but it felt like the Lakers was at Staples Center, except it was louder.
That's too few your appearance over two nights was too highly friendly and intensely appreciative East Coast crowds.
In the second official game of his farewell tour, as expected, every time Kobe touched the ball, the crowd booing and eyeing, begging him to shoot. Kobe did not disappoint the Black Mamba. He took his 3 shots to begin and scored 7 points in the first quarter.
About midway through the first quarter, the Wizards start playing like a team on the second half of a back-to-back. The Wizards were loose with the Rock, show little energy on defense, and got crushed on the defensive glass. The Lakers ended the quarter on a 27-6 run and enjoyed a 34-22 lead.
Kobe shot Gary Temple and knocked down a fadeaway jumper to open up the second quarter. Bryant backed that with a vintage fadeaway falling out of bounds, which Temple could do nothing about defensively.
With the Lakers lead at 19, it started looking like last night in Cleveland was just a mirage. But the Wizards fought back. John Wall and Martin Gortat continued executing on the pick and roll for easy buckets. Chris Humphries, who we all thought was buried on the bench, came in and knocked down the Wizards' first 3 of the game, getting the Wizards within striking distance down 6, 57-51 at halftime.
The Wizards started the third quarter on an 11-4 run. 3 from Bilwell and a dunk in transition from Porter had the game tied at 59 in the blink of an eye. After hitting just 1 3-pointer in the first half, the Wizards knocked down 5 3-pointers in the third.
Early in the fourth, Roman Sessions scored off the screen and spun to the hole with a finger roll, putting the Wizards up 4 with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Fans thought this would be the run the Wizards were used to run away from the lowly Lakers.
Kobe wouldn't let it happen. Not in front of the pro Lakers crowd at Verizon Center. Kobe knocked home back-to-back shots, including a long 3-pointer, to give the Lakers a 19-87 lead.
That's when things got crazy. The game turned into a scoring matchup between John Wall and Kobe Bryant. John Wall scored 12 straight points for the Wizards down the stretch. Kobe had an answer. With the ball on the left side of the court, Kobe rose up and knocked home a huge 3-pointer, giving the Lakers a 2-point lead with under 2 minutes to play. Next time down, Kobe picked on Bradley Beal, hitting a fadeaway over him with just 30 seconds to play.
There were Kobe, Kobe chants during the timeout count by Wizards. Seemingly everybody was standing in the lower ball of the arena when Louis Williams stole John Wall's pass and made 2 free throws after getting fouled.
The Wizards had one final opportunity to tie this game, but John Wall turned the ball over. Wizards lost again. They had no business being 108-104.
Let's listen to one coach said about this game.
What quarter like watching the match?
It was good. Kobe made shots and our defense was pretty good. You know, talked about just doing a better job in transition against guys like John who are exceptional at what they do. You know, but overall, I thought the effort was fantastic.
You know, it's been an issue with Kobe having legs late, but he found a way to have him tonight despite it being the fourth game in five nights. How do you think he did end up having that?
I don't know. I, you know, about the five-minute mark, you know, we looked at each other and he said, "You want me to finish it out?" I said, "Well, I thought about that 2 minutes ago. That's why I left you in." He said, "You got tomorrow off, you know." And he was like, "Yeah, that's true." So, you know, like you said, you know, he sometimes finds a way to muster it up and was able to come through in the clutch.
So Clarkson and Randall were able to make a couple of plays late also, so he didn't have to do it alone. What were the play calls and what were you thinking, though, about getting Kobe the ball in those final couple of possessions?
Really, you know, until the last couple of minutes, went away from it. You know, just really put the ball in Jordan's hand and put the ball in Lou's hands a little bit as well. But, you know, the last couple of minutes, you know, tried to get it to him, you know, just in case they foul so he can make the free throws and, you know, just so he can do what he does. You know, either he's going to, you know, take the shot, you know, because he lives for those moments, or he's going to make the correct play and find the guys who's open.
Do you think it was a matter of time before he came up with a game like this?
Yeah, I think he's going to have, you know, a whole lot more like this before it's all said and done. You know, at least that's how I feel.
Kind of a weird crowd, very pro-Kobe, very pro
Yeah. Yeah, it was real weird.
Almost like a homie, huh?
Yeah, but we know we're not at home. Believe me, we know we're on the road. But, you know, the fans were great to him. You know, when, you know, started hollering, you know, not only Kobe, but Lakers. You know, that's different. You know, but and I think he kind of fed off that as well.
Do you expect him to ratchet it up now that he knows this is the last season and have more performances like this?
Well, I don't know, you know, how many more performances he'll have like this, but I expect him to play, you know, with that type of passion that he plays with every single night. You know, I don't know if it'll be these type of outcomes, but the one thing I do know is he'll give it everything he's got.
Randall had 19 rebounds, and Williams had 7 steals, and you had 18 as a team. What type of other efforts did you get from, I guess, the rest of the guys, the more balanced effort?
You know what, I thought the effort from everybody to play was great. And like you said, Julius, his energy tonight, you know, was fantastic. You know, 7 offensive rebounds, and Lou was in the right place at the right times. Defensively, where we were able to get 18 steals, and he was able to get 7 of them. So our hands were just a whole lot more active for whatever reason. Maybe the guys were just, you know, pretty upset with the fact that they didn't come with it last night, and thought tonight was one of those nights where, hey, we're at least going to leave it out there on the floor. Not that I know of. I have no idea, but not that I know of.
Did you sense anything from him, either talking to him before the game or seeing the way he was moving, anything at all that led you to believe, you know, during the course of things that this was going to be one of those nights more?
No, I didn't. You know, even the first quarter, you know, he was just looking to be a facilitator. You know, second quarter, he started to, you know, rev it up a little bit. But you know when the game is tight in the fourth quarter, if he's on the floor, you know what he's going to do. He's going to try to take it in his own hands, and most times that's pretty good hands to leave it in.
Byron, can you take anything out of a win like this, knowing that everything is, from here on out, is going to be a lot about Kobe, but from a team standpoint, what do you guys want to try to accomplish?
Well, again, I think if we play this hard every single night, then we give ourselves an opportunity to win games. And if we play together and we trust each other, it gives us an opportunity to win games. That's what we've been preaching from day one. And, you know, I think when you win a game like this, hopefully it starts to sink in a little bit more, you know, especially with younger guys. You know, but like I said, you know, we're going to keep preaching and teaching the same things, and hopefully we get some of these same results.
If there is one thing that you hope your young guys can get experience this year?
I don't know if there's one thing, D.A. You know what? I want them to enjoy the whole experience. Really, just take it all in, because this is the last time they're going to see anything like this, you know, probably in their careers, mm-hmm. or play with anybody like this in their careers, you know, so just try to enjoy every moment of it. You know, go along for the ride, because every city we go to is going to be like this, so enjoy it. Enjoy playing with him, because like I said, you're not going to get another guy like him.
One of the most confident players of all time in Kobe Wilkins. Is there any importance of him seeing that happen in the fourth quarter this year, just of his legs, all things considered, having some of those moments?
With him?
Yeah.
No, I think he knows he can do that. You know, he just sometimes his body allows him to, and sometimes it doesn't. you know, at this stage in his career. Tonight was one of those nights where it allowed him to be who he is, which was one of the greatest of all time.
For all NBA fans out there, this is a game we can all appreciate. Very likely could end up being Kobe's best game of the season.
The game belongs to the Lakers. The night belongs to the Bryant.
That's all for this week's highlight game. Thank you for being with us. Looking forward to talk to you next week at the same time for more. I'm Sagaris.
I'm Yvette.
Coming next is Weekly for C. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly for C. This is Jade.
Good evening, boys and girls. Glad to see you again. I'm Olive.
Well, you know that another weekend was gone, so how did you spend your holiday?
The final exam is just around the corner, so I actually spent much time reviewing my lessons.
No, don't make laugh. You must have watched some sports games despite all this, right?
Well, to be frank, I did focus on some matches. For instance, Warriors beat Nets and they're still undefeated. 22 winning streak. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Now everyone is talking about Warriors, but we will not focus on them this time. I mean that there is a big game between Los Angeles Clippers and Houston Rockets, which is not too far. Let me see, on December 20th. So which team do you think will win this game?
Oh, it's hard to predict, especially when these two strong teams last season are not in condition this season. On one hand, you can see the Clippers meet with trouble in nearly every game they played. After a 4-0 start this season, it seems that they just can't find their way to win. And their head coach, Doc Rivers, is under huge pressure at present. But on the other hand, as for Houston Rockets, they did even worse. Their winning rate is still under 15%. And their head coach, Kevin McHale, became the first one to be fired. You can imagine that this is a team which qualified for the Western Conference Finals 6 months ago. In my opinion, they must be the most disappointing team till now. So I think Clippers will win despite on road.
That's interesting. I have the opposite view with you. Don't you remember last season their meeting at the semifinals? Clippers once had a strong 3-1 lead, but dramatically, Rockets still made an incredible turnaround, right?
Yes, I can't deny that Rockets worked a wonder last season, and Game 6 for me is really unforgettable. In that game, Clippers had a 19-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and it's a great chance to close the series. But it's just very strange that Clippers finally lost it. Everyone was stunned. You know that these things hardly happen. It's just some kind of luck that they somehow grasped it, I think.
What? You said some kind of luck? So what about this season? On November 7th, Rockets won over Clippers in Staples Center. James Harden got 46 points and Dwight Howard 20 points, 20 rebounds. Don't you remember how Clippers lost their home court a month ago?
Yep, Rockets won the match, but by only 4 points, 109-105. So it's not that convincing. What's more, there was the case in which Chris Paul was absent from that game. And even Blake Griffin single-handedly put the game to the final second. As we all know, he has become a superstar now, so I won't change my attitude.
You are so stubborn. Just let me tell you that Chris Paul is lucky to be absent this game again, because they will have a crew slender in that period. One day before this game against Rockets on December 20th, they will challenge Spurs in San Antonio. And on 22nd, they will take the game between Sounders. All these three teams are hard to deal with.
Yeah, it looks quite difficult, but these things happen every season, and Houston and San Antonio are both in Texas. It's not too far. If you want to win, should be hard.
Okay, I think we just both keep our thoughts and see what will happen then.
Well, wait a minute. The last thing I want to show you is that after Doc Rivers came to Clippers, their grade against Rockets is 6-3. So let's go and see.
This game is doomed to be exciting and fierce. Find your own answer on December 20th.
Coming next is an interesting AD. Stay tuned.
See you.
it's not to dream big, fat, hairy, audacious dreams. Like making the world better through sport. Sport is our passion. Sport inspires hope, instills discipline, reduces depression and disease. It raises self-confidence, raises awareness, rallies communities, defines nations, defies gravity, and denies prejudice. Sport laughs in the face of racism. It flicks a towel on sexism's ass and kicks sand in the face of discrimination. It makes neck hair stand to attention. Hell, it's even been known to stop wars. That's a pretty impressive resume. Sports, you're hired. We won't rest until every living, breathing person on this planet has access to it. And we won't stop making the best gear to propel humanity forward without wrecking our global playground in the process. We will do good with a vengeance. And to all the cynics and the naysayers, we're going to make the world better for you anyway. Because like sport, we don't discriminate. We've made the world better. But we still want a better world.
Hello everyone, welcome to Today's Your Man. I'm your friend Ivan. Today we'll talk about diving. Diving is very popular all over the world. You have probably seen it on television. Have you ever tried it? Would you like to? Almost a century ago, fancy diving entered the Olympic Games as a new event. It was simply diving as we know it today. And indeed, the 1996 program did not change a blank from the 1924 program. Now here comes some truly fancy diving, synchronized diving or diving in pairs, which was introduced in the Sydney 2000 Games, doubling the program in more than one way. The traditional men's and women's 10-meter platform and 3-meter springboard diving events were repeated for the synchronized portion, with judges assessing both individual dives and synchronization. Diving developed in Europe in the 17th century when gymnasts practiced their acrobatics over water. Combining artistry and athleticism with undeniable courage, platform divers hit the water at about 15.5 kilometers per hour. Diving ranks among the Olympic Games' most exhilarating events. In 1988, Greg Louganis of the United States, arguably the greatest Olympic diver in history, cracked his head on the springboard while attempting a reserve 2.5 pipe. After receiving stitches, Louganis won gold in both men's events. Louganis won gold in both men's events. Competitors perform a series of dives and are awarded points up to 10, depending upon their elegance and skill. The points are then adjusted for the degree of difficulty, based on the number and types of maneuver attempted, such as somersaults, pikes, tucks, and twists. A reverse 1.5 somersault with 3.5 twists, for example, is among the most difficult. A panel of 7 judges traditionally scores a dive, judging such elements as approach, takeoff, execution, and entry into the water. 9 judges assess synchronized diving, 4 judge the execution of individual dives, and 5 assess synchronization. How the pairs mirror height, distance from the springboard or platform, speed of rotation, and entry into the water. As we all know, Guo Jingjing is regarded as the queen of diving. She started training in competitive diving in 1988. She took up diving when she was 6 years old at Baoding Training Base. In 1992, she was selected to dive for the Chinese national team. Guo Jingjing represented China at the 2004 Summer Olympics, earning a gold medal in the 3-meter women's synchronized springboard along with Wu Minxia before finally winning her first individual Olympic gold in the 3-meter women's springboard. She is the leading member of the Chinese national women's diving team after Wu Minxia. After the Athens Olympics, Wooten gained much fame and was signed up by McDonald's. She was later banned by the national team for excessive commercial activities, but was later taken back. Now she has been married and has a happy family. Finally, let's hear an interview about introducing the famous dubbing star daily.
Criticized sometimes for doing maybe too much media work and doing too much stuff in the spotlight. I guess you probably had similar things when you were dieting. But we have tried with his agent and with British Swimming and with our program here to make sure that is done as minimal as possible. At the end of last year, we tried to spend some time making the diet more strong, more consistent. And the aim this year was to go to the World Series and do some strong performances and to the European Championships also. So far this year, the performances have been pretty high level. We still didn't beat Bo when he competed against him, but he's getting closer. So that's the plan, is to still maintain that into the Olympics. Yes, definitely. The interest in Tom throughout the UK is massive. All the young girls love him. Yeah. All the mothers want to mother him. So everybody in the UK now knows who Tom Daley is. And I think we've seen more people come into our diving program because they want to try and be like Tom. I think it's going well.
Well, at least the weather is good for you. The weather is nice.
Yeah. But the first day when we come, the weather was bad.
Really?
Cold and raining.
Always in England. Always. Always.
Except in Plymouth.
It's a beautiful city. Yeah. This is a beautiful city. Today is a pocket day of the year so far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much. Okay. Okay, my ring. Yeah, thanks very much. Thank you. Paging off that.
Well, this is today's Your Man. Next program will be more interesting. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Los Angeles Lakers!
A good game. Keep us on the edge of our seats.
A great game makes us jump out our seats.
It's not the first time we realize the glamour of the competitive sport. We may enjoy all the happiness when winning
and sadness when losing.
But through all the tears and joy, it's the time that we realize
it's the sport that we truly loved.
Hello everybody, welcome to The Great. I'm Billy.
I'm Jesse. Last time, you guys bring us a great talk show focused on Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And this time,
we're going to brought you a guy that is not that great considered to his life achievement because he's very young, he's still 19 years old, but he has a lot of potential and a lot of discoveries in his future career.
And his name is Ben Simmons.
Next to LeBron James, Ben Simmons looks ready to grow into the role. Ben Simmons had already drawn comparisons to LeBron James and Magic Johnson less than a month into his college career. But so does LSU basketball coach Johnny Jones have any hope in his talented freshman who will wait on the NBA and return for his sophomore season? Absolutely not. Jones for Yahoo Sports.
With the college basketball season now in full swing, Simmons has become the latest one-and-done darling and is expected to be the top overall pick in next year's NBA draft. A 6'10" forward, Simmons has wasted little time showing off his versatility and unselfishness. He can pass, rebound, and physically dominate. He had 43 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, and 3 blocks in the victory over North Florida on Wednesday night. He also had 16 assists against South Alabama and nearly recorded a triple-double with 21 points, 20 assists, and 7 rebounds versus Marquette.
And Simmons, 19, has played in only 7 games. Wearing a brace in the time we have with him, Jones told Yahoo Sports, "He's like a Shaquille O'Neal. Those guys don't come around often." On ABA general managers who watched Simmons at the Legends Classic in New York last week described him as a franchise altering prospect. "He's a tremendous talent. There is so much he can do," the general manager told Yahoo Sports. "He fits into the modern NBA as far as a big, who can handle pass and rebound. High basketball IQ, he has a few things he could work on, but he is a foundation player.
He just makes everyone better. It's hard to find players who make everyone better. He is unique in that way. Growth needs to occur, but he has a lot of skills, a lot of tools. There isn't much that Simmons can do, but while the Australian may beg to differ, he does need to improve his jump shot. He's taken only 2 three-pointers, making 1. He also doesn't regret twice deferring to teammates and not taking a potential game-winning shot in the final seconds of the 81-80 loss to Marquette. If I don't need to shot the ball, I won't do it," Simmons said. "I don't think I took 1 three against Marquette and I had 21 points. Once I start shooting that jumper, I feel like I will be one of those guys that is hard to stop."
Simmons and Jones laugh at talk that he might be too unselfish. His main concern is trying to make other people better and to create opportunity for others, because his main focus is winning. Whether it is him scoring, them scoring, or creating an opportunity, Jones told Yahoo Sports. He has a great balance of that. Simmons said his father Dave has always preached playing for the benefit of the team over individual statistics. Ben Simmons don't play at all changing for that mentality. Dave Simmons played collegially at Oklahoma City University and played professionally in Central America, South America, and Australia.
"They tell me to shoot the ball outside a little bit," Ben Simmons told Yahoo Sports. "I have guys on my team who could do that, and that's their job, specifically. I feel I can win the game without scoring 30 points. Growing up in Australia and the way I was raised, my dad told me to play as a team and to be a team player. You have 5 guys on the court, it's easy for 5 guys to defend 1 guy. It's hard to guard 5. It's just a natural thing to do."
Simmons is LSU's most heralded player since O'Neal, who praised Simmons in a recent interview. Simmons turned down 3 major programs, all of whom are known for sending players straight to NBA after 1 season, in Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. LSU assistant coach David Patrick is Simmons' godfather, played in Australia with Simmons' father, and has known the family for over 25 years. Jones had a strong relationship with Ben Simmons' father, Leon, an assistant coach, Southwest Bankers in Missouri, quickly connected with his parents and come through on a promise that LSU would play exhibition games in Australia. Ben Simmons said he never considered skating college and play professionally in Australia or China. He also didn't take any other official college visits either.
"It would be a blessing to go straight to the NBA, but I couldn't do that. So the next best thing was going to LSU," Simmons told Yahoo Sports. Jones was so ecstatic when Simmons told him he was signing with LSU that he nearly wrecked his car. "I knew he was about to come on an official visit, and he called, and I answered the phone and said, 'Hey, Ben. Hey, coach, I was calling to let you know I was coming,'" Jones told Yahoo Sports. "I said, 'Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to you guys coming down here.' He said, 'No, no, I'm coming to school there. I'm calling to commit.' I got chills of it. I crossed 4 lanes of traffic and I had to go park. People were blowing their horns. I just got to the parking lot and put my car in park and started talking to him. In hopes of making the best of Simmons' offensive skills, Jones and his staff structured their offense around him. Simmons often takes the ball off the floor, off his rebound, and the Tiger utilized his pass-first mentality. He reads the offense like a point guard, and if all else fails, uses his dribbling skills, quickness, and athleticism to take the ball to the basket.
You are still in the middle of tricking things to allow him more space on the floor, or space for other guys out of the things that we're running. Jones to Yahoo Sports. It's been a learning experience. As a team, we're still developing. Seth Simmons, I just look at two gaps between the left side and my right side of my defender. It just depends on how I feel and how I'm free to move. If I have a big man, if I push him one way, he's not going to be quick enough to switch back to his defensive stance. It's going to be a foul automatic. That's why I usually use my right hand and go into them with the same side because I know I will get fouled.
James, Kobe Bryant, James Harden, Anthony Davis, and Kevin Durant got a chance to watch Simmons during the Nike Basketball Academy in Santa Monica, California, in late June. There were reports that Simmons held his own playing against Harden and Davis. Simmons said the best advice he received came from Harden, who helped him with his jab step. That was really fun for me, Simmons told Yahoo Sports. A new experience for me having all the best there. Old players, new players, the best players in the world right now. James Harden, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and getting their advice and learning from the best.
It's Simmons said he stopped being all-star of NBA players when he met and played against Ido. James, while participating in All-Star Skills Academy in 2014, Simmons said he and James often talked regularly on the phone and just got a lot of advice from him. Simmons told Yahoo Sports, he's like a big brother to me. I try to take care of my own stuff, but if I have something I really need to help with, I definitely talk to him. If I need him, I give him a call. Okay, everybody, that's all for the introduction of the future Hall of Famer and the All-Star Ben Simmons. We can watch closely once he steps into the NBA career, and let's expect how he can play in an NBA level. That's all for today's The Great Ember.
I'm Jen.
Cast. Producer.
Jesse Wang Qian.
Broadcaster. Zagaris 陈云涛
Vivian 龚怡杰
Journalist
Claire 万红佳 Yvette 李一菲
Yvonne 刘思月
Jay 王璐
Olive 杨欣
Billy 刘浩鹏
The Sports Love Radio CUC
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。